2,000 of you now at Real Alex Jones, my personal account here on X, that I got over 16 years ago that the deep state 5 years ago took away from us. I want to thank you for subscribing and supporting what I'm doing. I want you to know that I apologize for neglecting you. I've had Chase Geyser, the shooting camera right now, and others say, hey, subscribers are great. They love original content. I'm working 16 hours a day trying to keep this place afloat, trying to work with outside folks to have backups set up. They're really trying to shut us down in the next 2 months. We already survived 9 weeks ago. Their illegal vigilante attempted takeover with the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department in my bankruptcy, not telling the judge and ordering this place closed without any pieces of paperwork. So we fought that off, but they've got more plans to try to take over. So I'm apologizing because I really appreciate you, but also letting you know I'm busier than a one-legged man in an asking contest. That said, I'm going to start shooting at home more philosophical videos, and I'm also going to start at least a few days a week doing special reports that are just for you and also kind of giving you the inside baseball, because I'm very, very thankful for your support. And it's really critical that out of the tens of millions of listeners we have a day, less than 1% ever buy anything at InfoWarsStore.com or, you know, ever even support our sponsors. And we have some good sponsorship and we get some great support. It's just we really do have tens of millions of people watching, you know, a day, and less than 1% ever buy anything. And look, I get there's a glut of media. There's all these channels. There's all this news. There's Netflix. There's HBO. There's, you know, the Sports Center and ESPN. But InfoWars really has for 30 years chronicled how the world really works. That's why you're obviously subscribers and you're smart and you're informed and you're dialed in. And a lot of you can teach me more than I know personally. And so one idea I've got, and I need to get these ideas going, because once you start something that, you know, becomes habitual, is that I'm going to start doing at least twice a month a Saturday or a Sunday show for like an hour where we just send subscribers a live feed. We can do that, right, Jace? And I have the crew come in, and then I can just come on and say, hey, it's your Ask Me Anything. I mean, that's one of the interviews I'll do. And so, Chase, let's do it. We should come in Saturday at, say, noon, or you have it set up at like 11. I should do an hour live Ask Me Anything for the subscribers so they get to ask the questions. And it's really their show. And then I'm making a guess. We'll do a poll, but I know what you're going to say. You don't just want to have your questions asked. You want me to then air it. So I'll do it just to you private when we take the questions. But that's something that's interesting. You'll bring up topics I would never think of. And then we will air it that day. So then we'll go from noon to one. We'll then take an hour break. And then I'll go live at two for an hour, cover news that's happening and reach millions on our InfoWars platform and Bandhub Video and Real Alex Jones and on stations to pick it up. And then we'll say, hey, earlier today I did a subscription deal, and we'll air that. And I can do a poll on InfoWars or on X. Hey, do subscribers want me after I do special shows with you to air them? I think you're going to want to do that, right? And I would imagine a lot of you want to grab it and put your clips out. So I don't think I'll even do a poll. I know how you are. You want to win the war, but you'll get the exclusive and then the exclusive questions, which I'm very thankful for. It's not like, oh, I'm doing you a favor, doing a special show for you. You're the folks that care the most. You're the people that actually, out of the millions, actually care to support us when it's so vital. That's what we're going to do. It's very exciting. And then we'll do some other events. You know, hell, once we get more subscribers, because I need to pay the crew, we will do something like maybe for just subscribers, do like symposiums or something, and then have a bunch of guests in for like a whole day, like an online conference. And then we'll take clips out of it and put it out there, because that's the whole point, is get all the brains together and then get it out to the general public, wake them up. So that's that. Thanks for following Real Alex Jones, and thanks for being subscribers. Again, we've not really sent much out to you. I apologize, but I'm in high gear right now, folks, with 59 days left for the election. So thank you so much for your support. You are the Paul Revere. So thank you.
Folks, that was our stalwart leader, Alex Jones, with a special message to Twitter subscribers. You can follow him at Real Alex Jones. Follow InfoWars at InfoWars. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. I've been pending on subscriptions on Twitter for the last year and a half, so you can't subscribe to me, but you can follow me if you do. We'll be right back with your Daily Dispatch. Don't go anywhere, folks. Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
It's Friday, September 6th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. Goodness. We're going to be taking your phone calls throughout the show. It's getting crazy, folks. It really is. And the move against free speech worldwide is really taking on a new and terrifying form. I think we just saw the first little taste of it with the supposed indictment, the, at this point, highly suspect indictment against Lauren Chen and Tenet Media. And we'll get into that, but the more I think about it, I mean, I covered it a lot on yesterday's show. But the more you think about this, the less sense it makes. And at this point, I'm almost wondering if the whole thing wasn't a honeypot trap. Like, I would love to talk to Lauren Chen or her husband, who were the two, you know, running Tenet Media. So I don't know if these supposed Russian agents even existed. I'm very
not
suspicious
only did
of
they
the
exist,
thing.
Not only did they exist, they existed with multiple personas. I read the whole indictment yesterday and everything.
I read the whole indictment too. Why did they use multiple personas?
So that they could trick the people at Tenet into thinking that there were financiers, right? Gregorian was...
There were financiers, though. The money came from somewhere.
It came from Russia, RT.
Right, but they knew it came from RT.
No, they didn't.
Who didn't?
Everyone who worked at Tenet Media other than Lauren Chen and her husband.
So, but they knew.
Yes. No.
So
yeah. Well, yes, they did. They did. They did eventually know. They said they knew it was the Russians, yeah. Right? There were text messages displayed in the there were dated text messages in the indictment that said that they ultimately figured it out. Right. And we think that they figured it out maybe sometime in April. Right. When the woman, Lena, had number one, she had scheduled a meeting for Paris time and then accidentally...
Got the tower wrong and then searched, you know, what time
Moscow.
Is it in Paris. Yeah,
exactly. And so there was that mess up. There's the fact that Gregorian was misspelled multiple times, right? They were trying to make it seem like to the other people other than Lauren Chen and her husband, the other people mm-hmm. in Tenet Media, that there were investors, that there were a bunch of people. You saw the slip-ups. If you read the indictment, you saw the slip-ups where either Lena or Kolesnikov.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's not illegal.
It was illegal for Lauren Chen and her husband not to register themselves as principals of foreign agents under the FARA mm-hmm. Act. Yes, 100%. It says in the indictment.
I know, but the FARA Act only applies to lobbying efforts. It's not about media.
No, in this case, it does. It applies to them and their media organization. I'll pull it up.
I know, but well, I mean, I know that's what the indictment says, but that's not what the FARA law was written for. I mean, the FARA law is about foreign agents registering for lobbying efforts. Like if you lobby directly to a, I pulled it up yesterday. There was a case in 1995 where they wanted to show a Canadian documentary, and they actually changed FARA to to remove the part about political propaganda, because it's not about stopping. Like it's not the FARA Act is not about whether your country is an enemy or an ally with the United States. It's just foreign. So if a Canadian person wants to lobby the U.S. government, they have to register. If a Russian person wants to, they have to register. If an Iranian person wants to, they have to register. It's not about whether your country is friendly or not. You just have to register. And you have to register if you're lobbying the American government for something. But it's not about otherwise every single media outlet would be in violation of this. Every single media outlet takes foreign money. I have a list today that should be printed out soon where, you know, they show the number of media outlets that have received tens of millions of dollars directly from the Chinese government. That's not illegal. There's nothing illegal about it having foreign investors, even if you're a media company. So like, unless you're lobbying the government, that's what the FARA law is about. That's why I'm saying none of this makes any sense. The FARA law doesn't apply. What does it say? Engaged in domestic lobbying or advocacy for foreign governments, organizations, or persons to register with the DOJ. Yeah, but lobbying and advocacy. That's the thing. It doesn't apply. So scroll down to
so
where
does advocacy? Maybe they're interpreting it with advocacy. The word advocacy.
Yeah, that doesn't right. Right, but that doesn't make any sense. And again, it's not about whether you're an enemy or not. That means that anybody receiving money from Britain is has to register. No, I mean that doesn't make any sense. That would
the other thing nonsense. Might have been the fact that they needed the capital to start up Tenet here in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm slightly uncertain because again I didn't necessarily get a legal interpretation of the indictment. I just read it with the guys in the control room after the show yesterday. We all kind of dug into it. And yeah, I mean, it just makes it seem like Lauren Chen and her husband both, kind of knew what was up, and they were paid extremely handsomely, and they negotiated very, very handsome contracts. I mean, there should have been some eyes raised. It looked like Commentator 1 and Commentator 2 actually tried to do some due diligence to figure out where the money was coming from. I don't know if it was Tim Pool's team or if it was Benny Johnson.
Right. Now before the Edward Gregarian, they made up like the fake profiles and the fake
exactly.
CV.
And I of course, just for grins, I Googled the name, and of course there's a person out there named Ed Gregarian, right? Who looks like he's in like some finance. You see a couple things on the front page of Google. So, if you were to receive a bio like that, something that looks, pretty nicely made, and you give it a simple Google search, a couple of things check out, and it's like, oh, okay, sure, yeah, okay, I'll sign with these people. They want to pay me. And I was talking to Reese, the editor, about a lot of the stuff in this industry, right, where you've got people who are independent content creators, and someone offers to pay you something like, let's just say let's lowball you, $200,000 a year. Is that cool with you? Would you want to join Tenet Media for $200,000? A lot of people would say yes, right? Because mm-hmm. of the nature of how, the information economy is, right? The news economy.
But this is where I'm still confused. I honestly don't think FARA applies here. Everything I've seen, and pull up the Wikipedia and scroll down to the 1995 Canadian case. I don't think FARA applies here because they weren't lobbying Congress. They weren't trying to affect political change by, advocating for anything. So they weren't foreign agents. Lauren Chen, I don't even think, is a naturalized American citizen. So that's another little caveat that's bizarre. Lauren Chen and her husband aren't indicted or charged with anything. So, they're not even saying that they did anything wrong. So, I guess you could say that it would be violating sanctions, because that would be the only legal barrier to accepting foreign money would be if that money had sanctions on it. But sanctions aren't applied to entire countries. They're applied to certain industries and specific people or specific accounts within those. And that's why there's like rounds of sanctions. Because like first they'll sanction, you know, this sector, then they sanction this other sector. So I don't think, you know, I don't think they were violating any sanctions, and they don't mention any sanctions in the document. They mention FARA, but FARA doesn't apply. If FARA applied, well, Al Jazeera is foreign funded, BBC is foreign funded. They're allowed to have, you know, offices here. They don't register as foreign agents. I mean, actual foreign agents
might.
Also don't
they
register.
Might. But I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, but so the question is, why would they hide that the source of the money was Russia? Why would they want to conceal that?
Oh, I think that they said when they were looking for Commentator One, I've actually got the document open.
Oh, wait, you dropped out there.
Give me 1 second here. Yeah, I'm talking to the crew.
Yeah, if y'all just print out the whole indictment, we'll go through it, because I read the whole thing and was trying to keep track of like what the actual accusations were, what the actual wrongdoing was. And they have a bunch of stuff about text messages, and they have, you know, they reference the Russians, and they have this, and like clearly the Russian people were being shady and had these multiple accounts that they were operating, multiple like aliases that they were operating as, which is weird and suspicious, but why? I legitimately don't understand what the problem was.
So on page 6 of the indictment, they start listing examples. For example, in July 2021, an email inviting a contact to apply for a job with RT, founder one, either Chen or her husband, wrote that the budget is going to be larger, but acknowledged, "I know being Russian, some folks in the U.S. aren't too hot on them. LOL."
Right.
Right. And so I think that founder one and founder two knew that if the money was connected to people who were Russian, there were just maybe bad optics involved.
Yeah, that makes sense. But that's not illegal. It might be kind of underhand. It might be, you know, not totally upfront. But again, I'm wondering what. So I don't think that this falls under FAR, honestly. I mean, maybe we got to open up the phone lines for lawyers to call in or something, people that actually understand this stuff.
Again, not to beat you over the head with the FARA thing.
Foreign agents. So when did this happen? That was in 2019. All right, if y'all can print out that story and print out the indictment itself, and we'll go through it. Because again, I don't think, and look, even if, no, because the indictment's not against Founder one or founder two. The indictment's only against the Russian people for conspiracy to evade FARA requirements.
Sure. And, you know, if we were to pull back, right, if we were to take a look and let's just for a second have a thought experiment, and we all work at the DOJ under a Democratic administration. Like, hey, we've got this case. Hey, let's take that, right? You know what I mean? That's like getting two birds stoned at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that is the whole point of all of this. And like, Lauren Chen has had her YouTube channel removed. She's been fired from Blaze Media now. Tenet Media has had its YouTube channel removed. So they weren't even accused of anything other than being tricked by Russians, according to the indictment. They certainly haven't been tried. They never will be tried, because they'll never go to court, because they'll never arrest the people that they're charging, because they'll never get them to be extradited from Russia. So this is the way it works. The DOJ just mentions you in an indictment, and then you use you lose your YouTube channel. I mean, this really doesn't, like, nothing about this makes any sense.
I mean, the mask has been off. Right. For a while. Right. It's one of those things where, like, not shocked. Right. Not surprised. Right. But still, it does make me infuriated. Right. Like, I don't like that, you know, people are being selectively targeted. And ultimately, like, if this is their like October surprise type thing, it's, you know, One of the best takes yesterday, you know, if we were to sum up how people really feel about this, it's, you know, 2016 called wants its cliches back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And people are acting again like this, you know, justifies 8 years of lies about Russian influence when no Russian influence was proven in the indictment. No Russian influence is really even alleged other than providing the money to already successful content creators to keep creating the content that they were already making in the first place. So like there's nothing to this. Although, you know, Tim Pool,
they did have requirements for reposting and stuff like that.
Yeah. They asked him to repost things.
Right. Which does go against the claims of the creators that said that they had full autonomous control, because if they were being asked to repost things that they did not make, right, for money, that means that they, and in fact, don't have full control. They may have full control over what stories that they bring to Tenet Media, but they were required to repost things, right?
Well, I would question that too. I mean, if Alex Jones said, "Hey, Harrison, can you retweet this?" I'd retweet it.
But yeah, but you could say no.
Also say no. Yeah, well, I think they could say no too.
No, they tried to say no, and they were rebuffed. It says in the indictment.
Yeah, well, we got to print out the indictment. And we'll bring it in. The other thing is that Tim Pool has been posting, and it's funny because like he's very sarcastic on Twitter, which is hilarious. And like honestly, the stuff he's been posting recently is like the best stuff he's ever posted. It's very funny when he's just like, you know, actually, I've switched sides. Now I'm in favor of war. Very funny. But then he says, I've been contacted by the FBI as a potential victim of a crime. The FBI believes I have information relevant to an ongoing criminal investigation and requested a voluntary interview. I will be offering my assistance in this matter. So, again, I guess he could be sarcastic about this, but this doesn't seem like sarcasm. It seems like this is a legit statement. But this is after the indictment has already been put forward. So, and I see people warning him, as they should, like, don't talk to them, because the only reason the FBI wants to talk to you is to catch you in a lie. Same thing they did with Roger Stone, same thing they tried to do with Alex Jones and everybody. I mean, this is what they do, right? They bring you in for an interview after they've done the investigation, after they have all this evidence. They bombard you with questions, and if you answer one incorrectly, then they charge you with lying to a federal officer and concealing evidence in a crime. So, you know, even if you didn't commit a crime, and even if you're not even being accused of a crime, if they interrogate you and you slip up or you misspeak or you don't remember something correctly, then they can charge you with a crime and put you away. So, I mean, all of this, again, the number of things that are weird and wrong and just nonsensical about this are infinite, to the point where I really wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, in the indictment too, it's like, well, there was this shell company that was a Hungarian construction company, and this other company was a UAE technology company, and the money was just, you know, funneled through these. So, like, the only proof I have that this was even Russian money is according to the FBI. I mean, think about the WikiLeaks, revelations about, like, what was the program called where they could just disguise all of their actions as coming from a different country? So if they went and hacked somebody and then an investigation was held, it would purposefully leave traces seeming to point to Russia or China.
You're talking about the Vault Zero leaks.
Yeah, the Vault Zero leaks. Like, it strikes me almost as a form of that, where if you wanted to get, you know, content creators arrested or suspended from YouTube or something, you know, why wouldn't the CIA, DOJ, FBI, why wouldn't they like funnel some money through some Russian cutout corporation, pay a content creator, and then bust themselves on this, for accepting the money? Which, again, is it illegal to take foreign investment? I mean, is that not legal if you're a media company, or if you're, that just doesn't make any sense with the investments that go to media companies across all of America. Again, we have the collection of like tens of millions of dollars. China Daily, controlled by the CCP, has paid $4.6 million to the Washington Post, $6 million to the Wall Street Journal, over $250,000 for advertising on Twitter. So are these newspapers that are associated with these newspapers guilty of treason? Are they being paid for pro-CCP talking points?
I'm not saying that they're not. And obviously, we throw so much shade at the, you know, the CCP-controlled Washington Post.
Right. I mean, Los Angeles Times, the Seattle Times, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Chicago Tribune, the Houston Chronicle, and the Boston Globe are all listed as clients of China Daily. The Chinese outlet paid the Los Angeles Times $657,000 for printing services, according to FARA filing. So I guess they did file under FARA. The Justice Department has for years required China Daily to disclose its activities semi-annually under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. The most recent filing, which China Daily submitted on June 1st, is the first to include detailed breakdowns of payments to American news outlets. The outlets disclosed these expenditures for the period between November 16th and April 2020. So they just should have registered, and then it would have been fine, I guess? That's what's...
Yeah, it could have been it. I mean, we're not saying that, like, the videos that Tenet... What I'm not complaining about is the content of the videos that Tenet Media reposted. Those are all serious domestic issues, and ultimately, if the Russians' goal is to, you know, sow discord in the United States by pointing out, hey, you got a bunch of crackheads on your streets, you know, maybe that's going to get people off the couch and up and out and doing something to try to, whether it's voting, whether it's cleaning trash off the street, whether it's, you know, it's going to get people to act, right? So, you know, you think about it. I don't think that it had the effect that the DOJ is claiming. The DOJ is saying that, you know, because RT was prohibited from broadcasting in America and, you know, RT lost, I guess, some of its accounts, you know, on YouTube or whatever with social bannings, that this was the reason that they wanted to inject $10 million, you know, into news coverage. It seems kind of weird. And the other weird thing that if you read the indictment, Lauren Chen and her husband both repeatedly warned Lena and Kolesnikov that the talent that they were securing, the six personalities, right, mm-hmm. They were going to be too expensive. They were not going to be profitable with the overhead they had to pay the talent,
right,
the contributors, right. So,
yeah. So again, I don't really even see what the crime is here. What the accusations are. Obviously, the way this is being taken is. I mean, look, I just think, look at the media landscape. There's not a single conservative outlet that's not being attacked. And it's whatever they can attack you with. They're going after InfoWars for, you know, 10-year-old claims about Sandy Hook. They're going after Gateway Pundit. They're going after VDare. They basically destroyed VDare over complete, you know, utter nonsense. I mean, they're going after every single right-wing uncontrolled, you know, actually dissident outlet out there for destruction. And this apparently is a new tool in their toolbox. I mean, I would be,
they're very desperate. They're in a corner, right? They're in the Kamala corner, right? They're in a corner where Kamala is their best option for victory. What would you do?
Well, we'll show you a video on the other side of Kamala making it very clear. She intends to send the DOJ after outlets for their free speech.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says, COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH, This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little... Push against free speech. To me, it has to just be treated like an enemy action. I mean, it's fairly simple. It's fairly simple. Especially as we listen to my son's favorite song, The Battle of New Orleans. It's like when the enemy line is marching towards you with their drums beating and their flags waving and their guns leveled, it's time to stop trusting the spy that tells you the army's not there, right? It's time to just look at what's actually happening for what it is and ignore all of the, you know, various wartime deceits that are employed by the enemy faction. So maybe we'll just try to compile a list of just over the last few months, the number of right-wing dissident social media outlet owners, like from Pavel Durov to Kim.com to Andrew Tate to Gateway Pundit, to VDare, to InfoWars, to Elon Musk and Brazil. I mean, it's a full-scale push to destroy anybody not in their pay, not in their control. And again, you talk about foreign influence. Breitbart, the outlet, was literally founded in Israel, as well as a number of others, directly taking orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. Like, unless they're registered as foreign agents as well, all the excuses are pointless. Like, who cares? Who cares what the reason they say is? We know what the reason is. We know what the reason is. They are very, very rapidly, and if Kamala wins, it's over. It's over, and I've got videos to show you that are really very chilling. We'll try to get through to people. I don't know what tack we have to take here, but whatever. Whatever argument we have to make. Because I know people are going to go, well, but hate speech is bad. But, you know, if they did something illegal, then they got to be charged for it. That's just the way it is. Like, people don't get it. So, like, do we need to make the economic argument? Is that the only thing that will sway people? Like, they don't care that the First Amendment is being destroyed. They don't care that the New York Times is writing articles about how the Constitution is a threat to democracy. Just utter madness. But they don't care. They don't care about any of that stuff. They don't care about the technocratic control grid. They don't think it exists, even though they interact with it every day. So, like, you'll save $5. Do you care more about saving $5 than preserving your God-given rights? Is that the argument we have to make to get through to some people? Because we'll make it. Whatever it is, we'll make it. I mean, apparently they don't care that, you know, the state will take away your child if you don't let him wear a dress. That doesn't matter, apparently, to them. But you can save $5 on gas. So is that enough? I mean, whatever. I don't care, you know, what we have to say to get through to these people. But, like, this is it. And again, I'll show you the videos of Kamala Harris and Merrick Garland. They're telling it. They're advertising. They are broadcasting right now their intention to, the moment the election is over, launch a full-scale roundup of everybody who opposes them in the alternative media. In a very wide, like, large, wide-scale roundup operation. It's very scary, and there have been supposedly fake arrest warrants published online for the likes of Andrew Torba on Gab, and I'll read those in just a second as well. But, I mean, this is the ultimate conflict of our time. Like, what happens in the next few months, what happens in the next 60-something days is going to determine whether we have free speech anymore. Forever, pretty much. So almost just from a tactical or strategic standpoint, anybody even giving the remotest affirmation of this indictment or these accusations is playing into the enemy's hands. Like, very, very obviously. And again, we'll break down exactly what this censorship regime is going to look like in just a minute. Let's just do this real quick. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 6th of September, 2024. The father of the accused shooter of this mass shooting at a school in Georgia has now been charged with second-degree murder. The father of the 14-year-old accused of killing four people at his Georgia high school was arrested and charged on Thursday with two counts of second-degree murder in connection with the attack. The state's Bureau of Investigation said the father, Colin Gray, 54, was also charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter and eight counts of cruelty to children, officials said in a news conference on Thursday night. The charges against Mr. Gray are, quote, directly connected with the actions of his son in allowing him to possess a weapon. Chris Hosey, the bureau director, said at the news conference he declined to provide details, including what evidence had given the authorities probable cause to charge Mr. Gray in the attack at Appalachee High School in Winder, Georgia. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about that shooting in a little bit. The image of the shooter is out now. We have more information about that. Meanwhile, top U.S. Top Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office spokesperson blasts D.A. Bragg over Trump prosecution and secret recording, saying the case is nonsense. A top Department of Justice spokesman in New York was caught on hidden camera ripping Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for his recent prosecution of former President Donald Trump, accusing Bragg of conducting lawfare to further his own political ambitions. We'll show you that video maybe in the next segment if we have time, if not in the beginning of the next hour. Meanwhile, YouTube takes down Tenet Media, Lauren Chin channels after DOJ indictments. YouTube took down several right-wing politics channels that have been linked with allegations from the Justice Department that Russian government employees were paying right-wing influencers in the U.S. to produce content. The Google-owned website YouTube terminated Tenet Media and four other channels run by right-wing media entrepreneur Laura Chin as part of the company's ongoing efforts to combat coordinated influence operations, a YouTube spokesperson said in an emailed statement Thursday. Again, just total nonsense. You have your life's work and your source of income removed because somebody else was accused of something unproven by the DOJ. That's the paradigm now. That is the MO from now on. They don't have to prove anything. They don't even have to really accuse you of anything. It's almost like having been caught and gotten away with doing this behind the scenes. They're just doing it out in the open now. It used to be that the DOJ would quietly go to their back channel communications with social media websites and YouTube and quietly ask them to remove things, and you would never know. Now they're just coming out, and essentially what we're seeing here is the DOJ coming out and going, Tim Pool, Lauren Chin, we accuse them of causing division in America for criticizing us. Remove their channels. And YouTube says, yes, sir, and they do it right out in the open. Meanwhile, all the streets were destroyed. Palestinians count the cost as Israel pulls back from Jenin. Residents of Jenin in the occupied West Bank are taking stock after 9 days of what they say has been the most intense, sustained Israeli military operation in their city since October 7th. Witnesses describe widespread destruction of infrastructure, severed water and electricity supplies, and people rationing food for fear of going outside. It has been the deadliest period in the West Bank since November, according to the UN. The West Bank, I remind you, not controlled by Hamas and unrelated to the activity going on in Gaza, but this does align perfectly with Netanyahu coming out and giving a presentation with a map that includes West Bank as a fully annexed part of Israel because it's a land grab, folks. Finally, Elon Musk has been asked by Trump to lead a government efficiency commission. And there's actually something very funny about this. I'll tell you on the other side. Stay with us.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24 karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top. All right, welcome back, folks. We have a surprise guest here, Greg Reese, the one and only Greg Reese, who, of course, you know and love from his incredible content at band.video and, of course, at Greg Reese on X. Greg, do you read me?
Yes. Hey, Harrison. Good to hear your voice, man. Good to be on the phone with you.
Yeah, very good to hear from you as well. And I'm glad you. I've actually been wondering what your take was on this whole situation. You've been watching the show and hearing, you know, Matt and I sort of go back and forth on this. Just give us the breakdown. I mean, what do you think's happening here with this accusation, this indictment from the DOJ?
Well, it really, in my opinion, it all comes down to the human herd. Before 2020, before the lockdown, I never understood the actual power of the human herd. I've been fooled and brainwashed, so I understand brainwashing, but I didn't really grasp the power of it until they made people put the masks on. And once I saw that, and you know, I don't have to explain it, we all saw it. It was one of the most illuminating moments of my life.
Right.
And it changed me and made me understand the human nature very well. For a year almost, I had a very dark thought about it. For a year, I kind of wanted to get rid of the herd. I was like, I blamed them for everything. And then I felt like, well, shoot, this is probably, if the enemy is some type of evil satanic temptation, then what better victory would they have than to get the rest of us to kill the other half that really needs us. They're the wounded ones. They're the mentally ill ones. They're the ones that have been, they're casualties of war. And more importantly, they're being used as a weapon against the rest of us. If it was not for them controlling the herd, they would have no power. All of their power is in the herd. All of their power is in the lie. And so that's what we're fighting, is the lie. And to take $10 million from RT in today's political climate. That's the actions of a useful idiot. Mm-hmm. And it's important, I think, for all of us to realize that just because we're not in the herd, we're not a whole lot smarter. Maybe we're smarter, yeah. But we need to be humble and recognize our human weakness. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the herd. That's the main objective is to get the herd on our side. That's the main objective. And then to take care of them. And then we take care of each other.
Right. That's like it's the silver lining to the cloud is like, okay, these people just follow like sheep, you know, wherever the shepherd leads them, which is depressing in one regard because you want people to think for themselves. But then it's also a realization that like, all right, well, if we were in charge of things and if it was our message they were getting, they'd be just as, you know, vociferously on our side as they are on the enemy side. So it's in a way it's like, okay, now we know what we have to do. We have to get control of these systems because then, you know, we can be the ones that lead the herd, and instead of leading them to their demise, we can actually lead them to victory and success. So, you know, in a way, it's like it's just human nature, and we have to understand it in order to deal with it. And I totally agree with you that, you know, if things are too good to be true, they probably are. And if you're getting millions of dollars that you can't really justify, you might want to look that gift horse in the mouth. You might want to, you know, ask a few more questions, which, you know, some people did. So, I mean, how do you think this plays? I mean, do you think obviously this move, this indictment was a psychological move to direct the herd and leave them with the impression that Trump supporters are Russian controlled? So, I mean, what do you think the truth is behind any of this? I mean, is this the DOJ actually going after people who'd actually broken the law or something else?
You know, I don't know, but it doesn't matter because the herd doesn't, and once again, I think it's very important for people to realize, like we are all the herd. Those of us that are seeing this, we're just on the outskirts of the herd, and we're just kind of like shaking our heads off, being like, what's going on?
Right.
And we're seeing it. And so we have to, like, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to save our own ass, or are we trying to save humanity? Right. And if we're trying to save humanity, we have to deal with this. We have to accept the reality of that. Like, we have to stop getting confused and upset and discouraged and frustrated by the fact that, oh, my God, they believe that? Yes, of course they believe that. Mm. They're going to believe whatever they're told, no matter what. Accept that and move on, and that's what we're dealing with. So they don't need to be – they don't even need any evidence of Russia. You know, we know that. We know that. But now they have evidence. So it doesn't matter if the evidence is good or bad. It's good enough. That's a reality that we have to accept and move on. The moral of the story, I love Russia. I went to Russia. I was there for 6 months. I was on a tourist visa, so I never accepted money. But it doesn't matter. Just the fact that I was there for 6 months is good enough to mean that I'm illegitimate. You know, but I'm okay with that. I'm already illegitimate because I question the surface of the earth. You know, so right. I'm not worried about it. I accept that reality and I move on. That's what we have to do. We just have to accept the reality and move on. And the game right now is the herd. And that is why the RFK Trump thing, like I don't believe in the two-party system and I don't believe in the election. I think it's all a psyop and an illusion and a game. However, I will vote this year simply because it's for humanity. The RFK Trump union is the most unifying thing I've seen throughout all of this. And you can say what you want. They're both controlled by Israel. It's probably leading to World War III with Iran. Maybe, sure, yeah, fine, whatever. But in the reality of today, it is still the most unifying thing I've seen. And that's what I'm in this for. I'm trying to unify with my fellow Americans and so that our great-great-grandchildren can still have a decent life here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, even just expanding out like this indictment against Lauren Chin and others, like this is just sort of the first salvo. We can see that they are gearing up for, I mean, the moment Kamala Harris gets in office or even wins the election. I mean, they are coming for all of us. There's nobody speaking out against the government that's going to be safe from their intervention through something like this. I mean, what do we do about that? I mean, as much as we have to go as hard as we possibly can to try to prevent the Kamala Harris presidency, again, not that Trump's going to save us, I get that, but obviously, you know, it's over if Kamala gets in office. But if she does, what are the contingency plans? I mean, what do we do about the full scale attack on free speech across the world right now?
Well, I mean, at this point, it's like if they take down social media before the election, fine. I mean, isn't that to be expected? I mean, does anyone expect there to be a free election? And if they do, how can you argue that you're not in the herd? Mm. That is a dumb take to think that, oh, we're going to have a fair election this time. There might be a landslide. It might be obvious that there's a certain winner. But how are you going to expect things to be different right now? That's literally the definition of insanity, and we all suffer from it. So what I would expect is there not to be an election. I would expect chaos from here until then, including the taking down of social media, if this is what it looks like, you know? And if that's the case, the best thing to do right now is for everyone to start talking to your neighbors. If you don't know your neighbors, get to know your neighbors, get to know your community, start coming up with a plan for everything, a plan for the collapse of the federal government and probably the secession of states and the formation of a split. Mm. That would be my guess, unless there's something else going on. But I have to say, Harrison, I don't know what's going on. You know, I really don't. I don't know what the end game is. I know I've heard a lot of theories, but I don't know.
Yeah, we kind of can't know. And that's the worst part about this is like we have to respond to them. You know, it would be nice to just be able to go, yeah, they indicted him, but who cares, moving on. But it's like they're convincing Americans we have to argue against this. And to disprove a lie takes a whole lot more effort than the lie itself. So we're always sort of playing on the back foot. I'm sick of playing on the back foot, Greg. We got about a minute left in this segment. What is your call to action to, like, myself and any other InfoWarriors out there, other than just, like, getting, you know, what you've already said, being prepared, talking to your neighbors? What are you doing to prepare?
I mean, we probably should have never left the Capitol on January 6th, but that's, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, looking back. There's a lot of moments looking back where I was like, wow, if only we would have held our ground, you know? Yeah. Eventually, this is going to take, this is probably eventually going to come to violence. You know, we don't live in a fantasy movie. I don't put my faith in history, if you get a general idea of the nature of humanity, not just in history, but in your own lives. I know evil. I have evil within me. I'm familiar with evil. I get it. And this is a part. We live in a jungle. And what's scariest to me is that the herd does not know what's coming. And the herd is not our enemy. They might drag us down, but we could. I would still like to see us all, you know, try to help each other, but at least help your community. Right now, my advice, get together with your friends, your neighbors, make sure you're ready, because it's not fear-mongering at this point. It's not hyperbole.
It's just the truth.
It's like, bring it on already, you know?
I know. I'm right there with you. Greg Reese, everybody, thank you so much.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.